Paphos is one of the most historic sites in Cyprus. It was considered the birthplace of the Greek goddess Athena and served as a religious center in the Mediterranean for centuries. Saint Paul visited Cyprus on his first missionary journey, traversing the entire island. It was at Paphos that he converted the Roman proconsul, Sergius Paulus, to Christianity. St. Paul's visit to the island is one of the chief reasons Pope Benedict is visiting Cyprus, as he announced upon his arrival.
Following the footsteps of our common fathers in the faith, Saints Paul and Barnabas, I've come among you as a pilgrim. Since the apostles brought the Christian message to these shores, Cyprus has been blessed by a resilient Christian heritage.
The president of Cyprus, Dimitris Christofias, welcomed the Pope, saying his presence conveys a strong message of peace over hatred and war.
Η παρουσία σας εδώ μεταφέρει ηχηρό μήνυμα υπέρ της επικράτησης της ειρήνης έναντι του μίσους και του πολέμου.
He said Cyprus needs the Pope's words of peace.
Η Κύπρος έχει ανάγκη από τον ειρηνικό σας λόγο.
Given the difficult situation the island is facing in its Turkish-occupied area, the president also drew attention to the destruction and looting of Christian sites in northern Cyprus since the 1974 Turkish invasion. Pope went from the airport to the church Aya Kyriaki, the site where St. Paul was said to have been scourged at a pillar. The church sits among the ruins of a much larger basilica, which was destroyed by marauding Arabs in the 7th century. The church serves both the local Catholic and Anglican communities in the vastly Orthodox city, so it was a fitting place for Pope Benedict to attend an ecumenical service, hosted by the Orthodox Bishop of Paphos, Metropolitan Georgios. After arriving, Pope Benedict knelt for prayer in front of the icons which cover the sanctuary of the church, before going outside where the people were gathered among the archaeological ruins. On his way out of the church, he met and blessed a 10-year-old Sri Lankan girl, Jasmitha Maharaja Singh. The child survived brain cancer and heart surgery, and her story has captured the heart of the Cypriot people, who named her the Angel of Cyprus. Outside of the church, the Pope was welcomed by a choir and the Knights of the Holy Sepulchre, since Cyprus is considered part of the Holy Land. Joining the Pope were several Orthodox bishops, as well as representatives of the Armenian, Lutheran, and Anglican communions.
Today we can be grateful to the Lord who through His Spirit has led us, especially in these last decades, to rediscover the rich apostolic heritage shared by East and West, and in patient and sincere dialogue to find ways of drawing closer to one another, overcoming past controversies, and looking to a better future. The Church in Cyprus, which serves as a bridge between East and West, has contributed much to this process of reconciliation. The path leading to the goal of full communion will certainly not be without its difficulties. Yet the Catholic Church and the Orthodox Church of Cyprus are committed to advancing in the way of dialogue and fraternal cooperation.
Pope Benedict concluded his remarks by speaking about the importance of holiness in the Christian life.
Conversion and holiness are also the privileged means by which we open our minds and hearts to the Lord's will for the unity of His Church.
After the ecumenical meeting, Pope Benedict left Paphos by car for the nearly two-hour drive from the coast to the interior of the island in the capital, Nicosia. The Holy Father is staying in the Apostolic Nunciature, located in the UN-controlled buffer zone. Within sight of the gate to the monastery, which houses the nunciature, are sandbags and abandoned gun positions. It's a stark reminder of the suffering the nation has endured over the past 35 years. With the Pope in Nicosia, I'm Charles Collins.